I want to ask you about the issue of non-smokers who get lung cancer, and you published a great paper recently on that, and you published a bunch of things on that. Can you kind of provide an update of what we know about that?
Well, at this point, what we know is that in the United States, the percentage of people who develop lung cancer who've never smoked, it's about 20% of the women, about 8 or 9% of the men. In Asia, the numbers are even more striking, where there's a much, much higher percentage of women who get lung cancer are never smokers. We know that from Japan. We know that from China and Korea. We don't know why. I mean, there's certainly a lot of theories about secondhand smoke. There's a lot of data about cooking oil, in particular in Asia.
Cooking oil?
Yeah, cooking oil. Women being exposed to toxic fumes in unventilated situations, high heat cooking oil. There's been some data there. There's some looking at viruses, papillomavirus in particular. A lot of sort of hand waving and, you know, maybe this is it, maybe this is that, where we don't know. We know that people who've never smoked are more likely to harbor EGFR mutations and be more sensitive to those drugs. We know that they tend to live longer than people who've developed cancer from smoking overall, regardless of therapy. So those are some of the things that we do know. We don't know necessarily what therapies to use differently. We know from the BR21 trial with erlotinib that the never smokers were more likely to benefit from the erlotinib, but we don't know that we should be giving that necessarily earlier, just that they're going to do better with it.